Let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Brachos. This morning's learnings Le'ila Nishmas Avi Moya Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We are on the bottom line of daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a Braisa. Or Sheshavas Mevarachin Alav, Sheloshavas Ein Mevarachin Alav. You can only make the bracha of Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh on a light that rested on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Milo Shabbos, My Shabbos, Milo Shabbos. What does this mean, a light? You can only make a bracha on a light that rested on Shabbos, and you can't make a bracha on a light that didn't rest on Shabbos? Inei Milo Shabbos Machmas Malach Afil Mimalach Dehetera. If this means to teach me that even a malacha that's mutter on Shabbos, like to light a fire for a chole, or light a fire for a woman who gave birth, you mean to tell me you can't use that light for Motzei Shabbos, for Havdalah? V'atani, we learned that the price is not true. Or shel chayav shel chol, it's permissible. It's permissible to light such a fire on Shabbos. Mevarach it olav. So you're allowed to use it for Avdal. You didn't do any iser with it. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my shavas, sheshavas machmas, melechas aveiro. You're right. When we said it means that it rested, it means that you can only use a candle that was not lit be'iser on Shabbos morning. You can only use a candle that was not lit be'iser over Shabbos. But if the candle was lit for a chola or for a woman who just gave birth, then it would be permissible to use it. Tanami Hachu, you also learned to the bride supporting this. Ashashis. You know when the mommy and daddy walk the chas and the kala down the aisle, they're holding this like glass covered, this glass encased candle. You ever see that? That's an ashashis. Ashashis is a glass that used to enclose a candle. Ashashis shahaisa dolekas volekas kalayum kulo. And ashashis that, say it right there, Shaya, come sit right here. Here you go. Ashashis, great seat for you, Shaya. Here we go. Ashashis, you have a glass that you lit it from before Shabbos. Shahaisa dolekas volekas kalayum kulo. If it was lit the entire Shabbos. It was lit the entire Shabbos. So you didn't violate any Shabbos. So you are allowed to use such a candle, even though it was burning on Shabbos, but it was heter, it was burning beheter. You lit it Erev Shabbos, you could use it for Havdalah. Tan Rabbanan, Nachri shehidlik mi Yisrael, v'Yisrael shehidlik mi Nachri. Let's say a non-Jew, let's say for the first case, you have a Yisrael lit a candle be'isser on Shabbos, but then after Shabbos, a guy lights a candle from the old candle. V'Yisrael shehidlik minachri, or a nachri lit a candle on Shabbos, and Yisrael after Shabbos lights it from the nachri. Mevarachin alav. That's okay. Why? Because somehow we view the new light after Shabbos as like it's considered to be like a new light. However, Nachri mi nachri ein mevarach lav. A guy who lights after Shabbos a candle that on Shabbos was lit by a guy, so you can't make a bracha on that. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? It's a new light. What's the problem? Maishto nachri mi nachri delo mishum delo shavas. Why are you telling me? So at first the Gemara thinks the reason why it's no good is because you're lighting from a candle that somebody lit on Shabbos. That's called lo shavas. So the Gemara says, come on. It's the same thing when Yisrael lived from a nachri. And if you'll tell me no, that when someone after Shabbos lights from someone on Shabbos, it's considered like a new fire. It's now a new flame. It's brand new. So the Isser's gone. Uvi Yadda, the Yisrael, come and see Alda. Now when the Yisrael lit from a guy's hands of Yisrael. So So the Gemara, the Rishonim point out, so you could have asked a lot of questions on this, but Elahad Desanya, the Gemara has a very interesting question against this to prove that this is not the case, that we don't view it as if it's a new fire. We don't view it as a new fire. Elahad Desanya, what about this that we learned in the Braisa? Hamotzi shal heves l'rishus harabim chayav. A person who carries a flame from Rishus HaYachad Rishus HaRabim is chayav on Shabbos for carrying a flame. But if you say kol zman that it's burning, it's considered to be like a new creation. So the Akira and the Hanacha are like in two different objects. When you took it out, it was one flame. Now that you stopped in Rishus HaRabim, it's a different flame. Amai chayav, so why you chayav? Mash akaloniach, mash niach la'akar. It's two different flames. So Gemara says, no. Ela olam di isur nami isay. No. You have both. Whenever you have a flame that's burning, so you have some of the old flame and some of the new flame. So you have both. V'chi kamavarech atosefta dehetera kamavarech. So the reason you're allowed to make a bracha on a Shabbos, it's on the additional flame. So the Gemara asks, okay, so we're back to our original question. So how come a guy from a guy is no good? Good, so you tell me the guy lit a candle on Shabbos. And now after Shabbos, you light from that candle another candle. So you're going to tell me you have some of the original fire there and some of the new fire. It's a chemistry question. Where does the fire come from? So fine, but you have some new fire. So why can't you make a bracha on the new fire? Just like you told me by a Jew, a guy from a Jew, you said the reason you could do it is because there's some new fire there. You're right. Really, Nachri Minachri should have been okay as well because it's a new fire. However, Gzeira Mishum Nachri Rishon V'Amud Rishon. The Gemara says we make a Gzeira that we're afraid if we allow you to use a candle that a guy lit after Shabbos from a guy who lit it on Shabbos, we're afraid that maybe somebody will come to use a candle that a guy himself lit on Shabbos, right at the end of Shabbos. He lit it right at the end of Shabbos, and it's still the first flame. It didn't have a chance to really develop into a new flame. It's still from the original flame, Amud Rishon, the first flame. It didn't have a chance to develop and burn down more of the wax so that it's a new flame. That's really, the Gemara really here saying, technically speaking, if a guy lit a candle on Shabbos and you wait an hour after Shabbos, that's even the same flame. It's already it has at least some new light, so you should be able to use that. But we're afraid if we let you use a guy from a guy, so it's all one type of candle, so we're afraid that you're going to come to use a candle that a guy lit right after Shabbos and it didn't have a chance to really burn after Shabbos. He lit it like mamish as Shabbos was ending. So we're afraid that that's going to be the same original candle, and you won't be able to use that. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Hoya mahalech chutz lekrach. A guy was walking outside the city, v'ra'a or, and after Shabbos, he sees fire in the city. He's not sure whether it's the fire of a guy or a fire of a Jew. Im rov nachan, if most people in the town are non-Jewish, ain't a mevarech. He can't use it. Im rov Yisrael mevarech. Says the Gemara, what about half and half? Hoguf akasha. Contradiction. I'm missing Rov Nachum in Avarach. If it's most people in the city of Nachum, you can't make a bracha. Ha mechza, ha mechza, mevarach. That would imply if it's half and half, you can. Mahadatani. In Rov Yisrael, mevarach, ha mechza, ha mechza, in Avarach. It says if they're most Jews, then you can use it. That would imply half and half, you can't. Says the Gemara. No. Bedinu dafim mechza, mechza, nami mevarach. If it's half Jews and half Goyim, you can use the fire. Va'aydi, the Tana Resha, Rov Nachum, Tana Sefer Rov Yisrael. Why half and half is a good? So the Mepharshim say over here, the Me'iri writes the name of the Ravid, because it's a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka. Maybe there's really, the Eish belonged to a Jew. Even if it belonged to a guy, maybe it wasn't done by Isser. Maybe it was lit by Heter. Then they talk about how can you make a bracha on something that's a Suffolk bracha levatala. The Rishonim discussed that issue here as well. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hayamal chutz lekrach v'ra'a tinok v'avuka biyado. You're walking outside the city and you saw a young child holding a torch. Bodek Achav, we have to check him. Yisrael Mavarachim, Nachu Yen Mavarachim. If the kid is a Jew, you can make a bracha. If the kid is not Jewish, you can't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, why are you asking about a kid? Mayiritinach, I feel Gadol Nami. Even if he was an adult, you have to ask the Kash. The Gemara, Amrev de Marav, Hacha Besamach Lashkiya Sacham Maskim. We're talking about somebody carrying a fire, mamish, literally, the second Shabbos is over. Gadol Mukha Milson Devade Nachu. If it's a Gadol, for sure he's a guy because Yisrael wouldn't have had time to light a candle so fast right after Shabbos. Tinok, Ema Yisrael Uve Ikri Vinokit. Maybe it was a young kid who found the candle and he took it right after Shabbos, so that's why I have to find out if he's a Jew or if he's a guy. Tanar Rabbanan. Hoyam Ali Chutz Lekrach. Somebody was walking outside of the city, Vera Or, and he sees a fire in the city. Im Ova Kafi Akivshan. If the fire is so big and thick, like the fire at the entrance to an oven, Mevarech Alav, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Vim lav, if it's not, the fire is not so big and thick, Einu Mevarech Alav. Why? Because if it's not such a big, thick fire in the oven, so then we assume it was just made for cooking. So we learn a halacha here, gentlemen, that in order to make a bracha bar ma'ari ha'esh, the fire has to be lit for the purpose of light and not for the purpose of cooking. Fire that's for the purpose of cooking, that does not work. Einu Mevarech Alav. And the Gemara quotes two brises about this. Tani chada, we learned in one brise, or shall kivshan mevarachin alav. Fire from the oven, you can't make a bracha. Tani yichin mevarachin alav. Another brise says, fire from the oven, you can't. Lo kasha. Ha bitchila, ha lo besof. So there's four explanations in Rishonim, at least four. Whenever you see the Gemara say, one brise is this way, one brise is that way, you always have machloksin. Yeah, which way is which way? I can tell you as far in all the directions. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, we're talking about a furnace made for making bricks. It's a furnace made for breaking bricks. So, at the beginning of the burning process, it's not for light, it's for burning of the bricks. So, you can't use it. But if that's the end of the burning process, the reason they continue to have this fire burn after the bricks are already finished, they're mostly done, so they would light the fire even stronger to finish the burning, but they would also light the fire for light at the end to finish it off, but also they would make it extra bright at the end. That's what Rashi says. So you see that something made both for burning and for light works. Rabbi Yonah says, no, the reason they would keep the fire going at the end was to check the bricks to see if they were fully finished. So since they did it for the light, so that would be okay at the end. The Rashman, the neighbor of Haigon, is a third pshat, that betchila, it doesn't burn so well. Whenever you're burning, people who you burn for barbecue, you know that at the beginning, so the fire is not so good because there's a lot of smoke when you're burning down the fuel. But then afterwards, when you get the coals, so then it's clear. So the beginning, you can't really see so well with it. It's not made to light because it's still burning off the stuff. It's still very, there's a lot of smoke. So you can't use the fire. But at the end, once the smoke is gone, you have the clear flame. So then it is for seeing. That's the third pshat. And the fourth pshat is the Meiri quotes another pshat that no, you saw the oven burning right after Shabbos. So if it was just lit now, if it's the betchila, so it was just lit now, so it's after Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. But if it was the end of the burning, that shows that the beginning was lit on Shabbos. If the beginning was lit on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use it. So that's the opposite pshat, that besof, you're not allowed to, but bechil, you are allowed to. Okay, a lot of different explanations. Let's continue. Tani chada, we learned in one brisa, or shell, tanor, mishel, kirai, mevarach, nalav, the light of an oven you're allowed to use for havdalah, v'tani idach, ein mevarach, nalav, the light of an oven you can't lokasha, ha bechil, ha lo besof. Same thing we said before. Tani chada. Or shall base haknesses or shall base hamedrash. Oh, the fire, a candle lit in a shul or in a base medrash. Mevarchen alav. One brisa says you can use it. Tani idach ein mevarchen alav. Another brisa says you can't use the light from the shul or a base medrash. What's the issue? Answer the Gemara lo kash. It's not a contradiction. Ha de ik adam chashuv, ha de leka adam chashuv. So apparently, the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, they used to have a custom when there was a very respected guest that came to shul for Shabbos, they would light a candle in honor of that very, very respected guest. So, simple pshat, Rashi says, if there is an Adam Chashuv, so they lit the candle in honor of the Adam Chashuv, it's not made for light, it's made for the honor of the Adam Chashuv, you can't use it. But if there's no Adam Chashuv, then we assume the light was there for the light of the Beis Medrash or the Shul, so you're allowed to use it. That's Rashi's problem. If you take a look inside this short Tosis on the top, Hadik Adam Chashuv, first he quotes Rashi, for Rabbeinu Chananel Pirush Ipcha! Rabbeinu Chananel has the opposite pshat! But Adam Chashuv, Laora! If there's an Adam Chashuv, they wanted there to be an extra special light in the Shul, they wanted to be extra light in the Shul, in honor of the Adam Chashuv. But there's no Adam Chashuv. The reason they would light candles in shul, some shuls, like you have an Esh Kodesh, they light candles over there. Some shuls, you have a minute to light candles in the shul, not for the light, just for the honor of the shul, just for the honor of the shul. It's not made to make it brighter, it's just a respect issue. It's a respect to the shul, so therefore you would not be allowed to use it without an Adam Chashuv. V'iba Yisema, another answer. No. Havaha di'ika Adam Chashuv. Let's stick with Rashi's pshat. Both brises are where there is an Adam Chashuv. So it's not made for the light, it's made for his honor. Velokasha. Hadika chazana hadaleka chazana. One shul or Beis Medrash has a shamus. And the shamus of the Beis Medrash, young guys won't know what a shamus is, but it used to be that there used to be a shul, not that I'm so old, but used to be there was a shul that would have a shamus, meaning the guy was the gabbai of the shul, would mamish, he would live in the shul, he would eat in the shul. The shamus would... He would live in the shul. By the way, the reason why rabbis can take parsonage is because the assumption is that the rabbi owns the shul. The whole idea of parsonage in the United States comes from back in the time where the churches, so the pastor would live in the shul. So his house would be the shul. So he could take it off as a tax deduction because he lived there. So the shamus, the Gemara says the same idea over here. The shamus... So even though they would have an Adam Chashuv, it didn't make a difference. The Shamus would use the lights in the shul. He would use them to eat. He would use the light to eat. So then it was also made for light. V'ibay same a third answer. Havakadika chazana. Both cases you had a Shamus, but lokasha. Hadika sahara, hadaleka sahara. If there's a moon out, if there's a strong bright moon, so through the windows of the shul, the shamus wouldn't need that light, so he wouldn't use that light for light, so you can't use it for Havdalah. So he would use the light of the moon. Tana Rabbana, no rabbis tana b'raisa, ha'yu yoshvi be'beis ha'medrish, ve'ovi or lefneim, people were learning in the Beis Medrash, and they brought a fire in front of them on Motzei Shabbos. So how should they make the Bor Me'oresh? Either this was a time when they didn't used to make all the brachas together, they would make them separately, or these people didn't have a cup of wine, so they're learning in the Beis Medrash, they brought fire, Motzei Shabbos, to make the Bor Me'oresh. So how should they do it? Related question. You're a guest at somebody's house on Shabbos, and every good host will ask every guest, would you like to make your own Kiddush, or would you like to be Yotzi with my Kiddush? Right? So what's the more correct halachic practice? On the one hand, we have a rule, mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho. No? It's a bigger mitzvah to do a mitzvah yourself than to have somebody else mitzvah. On the other hand, we have a concept called berov am hadras melech. Maybe the more people being yotze, one mitzvah together is better. So the Gemara here asks the Shaila, you have a candle, Motzei Shabbos, what's better? Should each guy make his own bori meori ha'esh, or should there be one bori meori ha'esh for the entire tzibur? Oh. Tana Rabbanu. We learned in a brisa. They were sitting in Beis Medrash, they brought a fire. Beis Shammai says, each person makes a bracha for himself. Beis Hillel omrim, echad mevarech l'kulon. Beis Hillel says, one person should make the Bor Me'oresh for everybody. Why? Mishum Shemar, berov am hadras melech. Pasuk in Mishlei, that when people come together to do something, together, that's better. That's more covered for the king to have everybody do one big bracha together. And I would say the same thing would be Kiddush on Shabbos. Same idea. Bishlam Beis Hillel Mefarshei Taima. Beis Hillel gives you his reasoning. Ela Beis Shammai Taima. What's the reasoning of Beis Shammai that each guy makes his own bracha? Kasavri mipnei bittel beis hamedrash. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai says it's better for each guy to make a bracha by himself because of bittel beis hamedrash. What's the bittel beis hamedrash? Rabbeinu Yonah says something unbelievable. What's the bittel beis hamedrash? Listen to this. If everybody makes his own bracha, you don't have to say amen. But if you're being yotzei with one person, not only do you have to waste the time from learning of the bracha, you have to waste the extra time that it says to say the word amen. Extra bittel beis. Remember the story I told you, Rabbeinu Yonah and Sachs, they used to measure bittel Torah in seconds. They used to have two shtenders, one in the beis hamedrash, one because the few seconds of walking to the front door was bittel Torah. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah's shot. But in the Madana Yontif, that's a commentary on the Rosh, he has a different shot, which maybe is a little more understandable. If you have a whole base medrash, to get the whole base medrash quiet until they can all answer, listen to Amin, it's going to take a few seconds, as opposed to everybody makes their own bracha, so you do. There's a third shot of the Achronim say that when each guy makes his own bracha, so I'll get up, and you'll get up, and you'll get up, there'll always be somebody learning. You won't be mevatel the whole base medrash at one time. It's not nice to have the whole base medrash to stop learning for a few seconds. There should be at least somebody. Like in Volozhin, they say, they used to have in the yeshiva Volozhin when I taught the daf this morning. Someone said to me, in Volozhin, you had a situation where they wanted to make sure there was always somebody learning. They never had 24-7, 365. They had people always, 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, you had the 4 in the morning slot. They wanted to make sure that there was Torah study going 24-7. So here, if everybody would stop learning at the same time, it would be a problem. Third shot. Oh, let's continue. Tanan Amihach, we also learned in a brisa supporting this. Shall base Rabban Gamliel lo hayu omrim marpe. Unbelievable. But base hamedrash, but pnei bittel base hamedrash. Gesundtai. We learned in a brisa. In the base medrash of Rabban Gamliel, when somebody sneezed, they would not say gesundtai, because it's bittel Torah. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger over here, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out why do people say gesundheit when they sneeze? In the Gilyan Hashas, on the bottom left-hand page, Rabbi Akiva Eger says over here, he quotes a medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that from the day the Shemayim Arts were created, that a person would never get sick. In the old days, nobody would get sick and die. The way a person would die would be he would sneeze, and his whole, and drop dead from sneezing, because his whole life, it says, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, Hashem breathed life into a person's nose. So when you would sneeze, your whole neshama would go right out your nose and you would die. There was no illness. So that's why Yaakov Avinu davened for mercy and said, Al tikach nafshi mimeni ad she atzaves banai b'nosai. Yaakov Avinu prayed that there should be illness in the world. People should get ill slowly and die slowly and not die all in one shot when they would sneeze. That's why Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick. He brought his kids around his bedside. I know this only too well because when my father was nifta, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye. He died in mamish in a second. It's very hurtful that you can't say goodbye. One day you have your father, one day you don't. He's totally healthy. One day, the next day he's not there. It's very, very, very hard to do that. So that's... So Yaakov Avinu davened for that. So that's why we say gesundheit when somebody sneezes. Because it used to be people were terrified. A guy was sneezing. Gesundheit. Gesundheit. You should be strong. You should be gesund. You should be healthy. Chayim. So he says over here, that's why the Gemara has a lashon marpe. Marpe. You should be asuta, right? Asuta. Which means you should have life. You should have life, they used to say when a guy would sneeze. It was like a blessing. Thank you for giving me life after I sneeze. So they wouldn't say in Rav Lez Beis Medrash. Why? They wouldn't say gesundheit. Why? Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Because bittel Torah, to take the few seconds, the half a second, to say gesundheit. Unbelievable. Ein revach en law and ever law b'sam mishel mesim. You're not allowed to use ner and b'samim of dead people. My taima. Ner l'kavod hu da'avida. Because ner is done for kvodo shel meis, and not for light. Besamim lavu erechu huda avida, and the besamim is not made for joy. It's made to get rid of the bad smell of the dead person. Arudam arav kol shem mutzin the fun of ayom of alayla. Any type of candle that was made both for day and night ain mevarchin alav. You can't make a bracha because obviously the fact that it's out during the day, they wouldn't. It's not for light. But if they only do it in front of the mace at night, fragrance, spices that you have in the bathroom to get rid of the bad smell, and or oil that has a good smell, but it was made to get rid of the dirt on your hands, you can't make a bracha of borei minei besamim. Says the Gemara, if it's not made just for the smell, you can't make a bracha meisve. If you walk into a perfume store, right, and you smell the smell there, I feel yeshiv shem kolayom kulo. Even if you sit there all day long, you only make one bracha. You keep going in each time. You make a bracha every time you go in. This is not made for the smell, it's made to sell. Someone says, what do you mean? It's not a kasha. In, you're right. Lorecha namihu davida. Kihecha denircho inshe v'nesev v'nizbevine. No. The guy also wants you to smell it because he wants you to come in and smell it and buy it. Tanu rabbanan. How you mahal chutz l'krach v'yirech rech shel v'yirech rech. You're walking outside the city and you smell the smell. In rov of the kachav v'meinu mevarech. Most people in the city are not Jewish. They're over the avodah zarah. Don't make a bracha. In rov Yisrael mevarech. Most people in the city are Jewish. You can't make a bracha. Oh my gosh. Even if it's most Jews, you can't make a bracha because Jewish girls would be burning incense to Avodah Zarah. Says Gemara, really? All the girls? Is that what we think about Jewish girls? Atakulu lukshafim kachan? What do you mean? All the girls would use the incense for this? Gemara says, no. Le miuta lukshafim, umiuta nami lagamar sakelim. Some burned incense for witchcraft. Some burned incense. Okay. I was going to tell a story from my own childhood, and then I decided that since it's being recorded, better that I would not mention the story. Not that I did, but that I witnessed, but whatever. I witnessed at a certain school I went to. Okay, we won't speak about it. So some girls burn the incense for Avodah Zarah. They also use it to put a good smell in their clothing. So both of those smells you're not allowed to use. Ishtakach, ruba delav l'recha ovid. It's not just made for a good smell. The chol ruba delav l'recha ovid lo mevarech. Amrav b'chia bar Abba, Amrav Yochanan. Hamahalich ba'arvi shabbosos b'tveria. If you walk Erev Shabbos in Tveria, b'motzoi shabbosos b'tzipori, and motzoi shabbos in Tzipori, v'heriach reach, and you smell, eino mevarech. M'bnei shechaz kasa in osa elagam bo'os hakelim. They used to have the custom in Tveria Erev Shabbos to smell out the clothing, and Motzoi Shabbos and Sipori, so it's not made just for the smell, it's made for the clothing. So you can't use it for Besam. Tan Rabbanim, Hayim Halak Meshuk Shel Avodah Zarah. If you're walking in an Avodah Zarah place, V'nisratza L'Hariach, and you want to smell the smell, Harezeh Chote. That's Hana from Avodah Zarah. It says, Pasuk V'Lo'yidbak B'yad Chamu'um Min Achirim. You're not allowed to get the smell from there. V'ein Mevarchan Al Aner. Ad sheye osu. You can't make a bracha on a candle until you get benefit from the candle. I'm going to read the marah. Lo ye osu mamish. You don't actually mamish have to get hana from it. Ella kol shilon b'kar mishdamish lo afil bracha k'bakom. If any candle that had you stood close to it, you would get benefit. Even if you're far away from it, you could still make a bracha. You don't actually have to get the benefit. Chema ravashi bericha k'bakom shani to meisvei. If he had a candle hidden in glass, Oshira shall have his velonish damislo, or you saw a light but you didn't get benefit, onish damislo velora shall have his, or you got benefit but you couldn't see it like it was around the corner, Einu mavarech ad sheyira shall have his vishdamislo. You have to see the light and you don't make a bracha until you see the light and use the fire. Like I have a case of where you could use the light even if you don't see the flame, the kaima b'keren zavis. You're around the corner from it, but you see the glow. How do you see the fire but you don't use it? Lav de merachka, must be you're far away. It says you can't make a bracha. It's going low. Going to Am Yavazla. It's on its way out. It's dying. The fire is dying. That's the case. But if you're far away, really, if you see the fire and you're far away, really, you could make a bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Gicholim lo chashos mevarchim alei. If the coals are still burning strong, you can make a bracha. But omamos, if they're dying, ain't mevarchim alei. Heikidam lo chashos, what's the case of where they're strong? Armechista kol shilu machnas zochin kisem v'dolakas me'ele. You put a twig in there and it would burn strong. Ibailu is the word, when we say that they are dying, is that omamos with an aleph or omamos with an ayin? Toshma, demrev chistam baravdimi, arozim lo amamu begad elokim. Pasuk says that it was dying, the fire was dying down, and it uses an ayin. The Rava Amar Yeosu mamish. Rava disagrees. You mamish have to get hana from the fire in order to make a bracha. That's why we put our fingers out. The kama, how close does the fire have to be? Amarula, kadesha yakir bein iser lepunjon. You have to be able to use the flame to tell you the difference between two coins. Chizki amar kadesha yakir bein meluzma shel tveria lemeluzma shel tzipori. The weight in Tveria of the weight and the weight of tzipori. Rav Yehuda mevarech adebe ada daila. He used to make a bracha even from the house of somebody else who. The fire from the house of a guy who lived next to him. He held that was close enough. He got benefit from it. Rava Mavarach Adebeguria Barchama. A guy who lived right next door to him. Abaya Mavarach Adebe Baravua. He used to also make a bracha from the fire from his neighbor. He said that's close enough to benefit from. Ami Damarav, Ein Machzirin Al Ha'ur Kederach Shemachzirin Al Mitzvah. You don't have to go running around looking for a fire. There's no chiyuv to do this. Like you have to other mitzvahs, because he holds that there's no chiyuv. I remember there. Meireish have a mahadarna. I used to run around looking for a fire to make this bracha. Came in the Sheman al Hadra Avudam Arav that there's no chiyuv. I don't have a low mahadarna. I don't run around looking for fire. Ella imiklali mimele. If I find fire, make the bracha. Mevarchina. So I do. But there's no chiyuv. How do we paskin? Are we paskin that there is a chiyuv? No? I didn't look up the halacha. Yes, so the Ramban writes here, the reason is Birkas HaNer is Birkas HaShevach. So, just like you don't have to run around, you know, looking for, you know, something that's looking for thunder and lightning to make a bracha on. So, if you get the benefit, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Only in Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv. I'm sorry, regularly. Rak Motzai Shabbos Yom Kishin Nesar Olenu B'meshach HaYom Ikat HaShvish HaNasa V'atan Neschadish Lanu HaNasa. Fine. You don't have to go around running for it. That's a dispute. That's a dispute. Others say, no, there is a chiyuv. I think we pass in that there certainly is a chiyuv. Right. There is a chiyuv. What's that?
You said have a flame on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, well, there you need Motzei Yom Kippur. When you're making Havdalah, once you need a Ner Shavas. Yeah, that's a different halacha. But I think here also, there is, most Rishonim passing, there is a chiyuv.
Let's get.
What's that? No. Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur. Tanya. Sorry. Mi she'ochal, etc. Oh. Yet, do you have to go back to your place or not? So, Amar Rav Zidvi, Tamar Rav Dimin Bar Abba, Machlokes b'shachach. The Machlokes is about you have to go back to your place or not when you forgot. Avol b'mezid, if you on purpose left the place. Everyone agrees you have to go back to place. Pshita, b'shachach tadan. It says if you forgot. Now to say, but who I did afil b'meizid behind the ketani b'shachal l'dich kochad b'shanai to teach you the shanai b'shanai. Even if you were by accident, you still have to go back. Kamashmal, know that shachach, but b'meizid, meizid. Everyone agrees you have to go back to your place to make the bracha to bench. Tanya, Amalam b'silah b'shamai l'devrech mishachah b'rosh habira b'shachach v'yard v'loberech yaksel b'rosh habira v'yvarech. Guy who was at the top of a skyscraper and he went all the way down. He remembered he didn't bench. He got to walk all the way back up to bench. To what you said, if you forgot a wallet with $1 million and at the top of the castle, lo yalavi atlena, you're not going to go back up and get it. So lechavad atzmo, for your own honor, you're going to go back up. Hu ola, but lechavad shemay lo kol shkein, because you didn't bench. You forgot to bench. You're not going to go back to your place. Hanu trei talmide. There were two students. One of them he in an accident, he did like Beis Shammai, he was machmir to go back to the place. The Ashkach Arnika de Dahava, he went back to the place and he found a gold, he found a wallet filled with gold. The Charav of Amazing Beis Hillel, one of them didn't do like Beis Hillel, the Achle Aryeh, he got eaten by a lion. Because he didn't do like, because he did like Beis Hillel, but amazing, he stayed in that place. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Havikah Ozel B'Shai Rasa. Rabbi Bar Chana was going in a group of people. Achal V'Ishlei V'Lo Baruch. He ate and then he forgot. He didn't bench in his place, but the group had already continued. Amar, he said, Hey, what should I do? Yeah, I mean, Luan V'Ishlei V'Lo Baruch. If I tell him I forgot to make to bench, they should wait for me. I got to go back. We got to go back. Amrilei brich hachad. I'll say no. Bench over here. Kol echad mevarches the rachman mevarches. Hashem hears your tefillos wherever you are. They're going to say to you, mutav daminu in shay yonad the dahava. I'm going to tell him I lost a gold bird. I left it back there. Then they'll let me go back. Amrilei interlu. So then they'll wait for me. The inshay yonad the dahava. Because I lost my golden dove. So azal ubarach. So what did he do? He said I left my gold dove back there. So, oh, fine. For the money, we'll let you go back. He went back there and he benched. Va'ashkach yonad the dahava. Hashem rewarded him for pulling the shtick, and he found taka a gold dove over there. Maishna Yonah, why was it a dove? Demisle Knesset Yisrael. Yonah, why the Jewish people compared to a dove? Divsiv kanfe Yonah nechbe b'kesef avroseh b'yirakra charutz. Ma Yonah in Yitzolus el b'knofer. Just like a Yonah is saved by its wings, af Yisrael in Yitzolun el b'mitzvus. Klal Yisrael is saved with mitzvus. Ad emasai v'chulu, until how long can you bench? The Mishnah said, till the food digests. Kamashir, evil, how much is that? Rabbi Yochanan, kol zman she'enu ra'ev, if you're no longer hungry. Yisrael k'shama kol zman she'yitzma machmas achilaso, that you're still thirsty because of the food that's in your stomach. Amalei Rav Yemer, Rosham of the Marzucha. Amalei Rav Zimra, Rosham of Shizvi, the Marzucha. Mi amar Yishlakish hachi, v'amar Rabbi Amar, amar Yishlakish, kamashir k'dei lahalach arba milin, 72 minutes. Lo kasha, kan machilim rubav, eat a lot, kamachilim wetas. That's a machlokas. Is achilim aruba 72 minutes or achilim wetas in the rest? Rav Shechter likes to say, I told you that even if you just eat a little bit, you have 72 minutes. If you eat a big meal, you could bench even more than 72 minutes. Balahem yayin, etc. Says Gemara, lememer di Yisrael, afal gav de lo shama kule bracha. One, v'chilo shama hechi nafik. If you didn't hear the whole bracha, how are you allowed to answer amen? Amrechi barav, bishalo achal imahed. It means you didn't eat with them. You just heard a guy making a bracha. He didn't eat with them. You should try to make the bracha on behalf of everybody else. You should take the honor of making the bracha on behalf of everybody else. Does that mean to tell you that if you make the bracha, it's better than the guy answering amen? Answering amen is even better than saying the bracha yourself. Amalei Rabbi No Roy Hashamayim, I swear by the heavens, Kenu. It's true. Amen's better. Teda Sharei Gul Yarin Yardinu Misgarin Ba Milchama Gibo Uvi Giborin Yardinu Menatzchin. That it's better to finish it off the war than to start fighting early in the war. So the Amen is better. And so you're right. Tanoi, it's Machlokas. Tesani Echad Mavarich Echad Ona Amen B'Mashma Ela Shememarin L'Mavarich Yosim In Ona Amen. There's more reward for the mevarech more than the guy answering amen. So you see, some people say you make the brachas more reward. Some people say amen's more. By minei shmuel me rav, ma'olanos amen achet tinochas shabis rav. Now you're allowed to answer amen after a little kid who makes a bracha. Amalei achara kol onin amen chutz mitinochas shabis rav and hol islamid asurin. They're not really chayv in mitzvahs. They're just doing it to practice. Practice. They're just doing it to practice. Islamid asurin says gemara v'hani mili b'dilo idin miftarayu. That's if they're not trying. Saying the haftorah. Avol b'din miftarayu. But if they're saying the haftorah, a katan's allowed to say haftorah. Onin. When I was bar mitzvah, we were living in Israel for the year. My parents made a bar mitzvah for me at 12 and a half. I said the haftorah at the kotel at 12 and a half. You're allowed to get the aliyah of haftorah. I did that. Tanur rabbanan. Shemen, sweet smelling oil that they would at the end of the meal. Ma'akev es habracha. You're not allowed to bench if you don't put the oil on to wash your hands. Divir Rabbi Zilai. Rabbi Zivai Omer, Eino Ma'akev. No, you're allowed to bench without it. Rabbi Ach Omer, Shemen Tov, positive, sweet selling Ma'akev. Only a certain type of oil. Rabbi Zumai Omer, Keshem Shemizuam Pasal Avoda, just like a guy with dirty hands or bad smelling hands is possible to avoid a Beis HaMikdash, kach yadayim mizuam is psulus lebracha. Dirty hands, you can't bench. I don't know any of these pshatim. El masnis yadana. I just know a brisa. Don't read a rav. I'm love masnis. I don't want to know a brisa. Viskadishtem elamayim rishonim. That's making washing hands before the meal. V'yisem kadoshim elamayim achronim. Ki kadosh ani ze shemen atov ani Hashem lokechem zu bracha. You can only bench if you wash the tilsi yadayim before. If you wash mayim achronim after, you can only bench. Ani Hashem lokechem zu bracha. That's benching. That's a big shaila whether one is obligated nowadays to do mayim achronim. Do we still have melech sedomus or not? That's a big issue nowadays. Some people wash mayim achronim. My Rebbe Reb Mordechai Willig holds nowadays you do not have to wash mayim achronim. We don't wash mayim achronim nowadays. Have a wonderful day.